But we had a good meeting Saturday, and it was just the, except for Rich, he couldn't be there, but it was the five board members. We weren't using the committee then yet, like membership and so forth. Some of the exciting things I think is happening is that we are starting to become a unit again like we used to be before COVID. It's starting to come back. It's coming back a little bit slower than what some probably wanted to, but we are starting to actually be a chorus again, at least that's in my opinion. There's still the fellowship that we need to work on because we're still kind of iffy about, you know, how big a relationship can we have with one another right now. But that, I know, is going to come. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being a member of the Des Moines chapter and Harmony delegation. I've been in this chapter over 40-some years. Many of you were here before me, or some of you were here before me. But I have developed some very nice relationships with every one of you. In some area where we worked together, we sang together, or whatever we did. And that I appreciate a lot. And that means a lot to me. And I hope whatever relationship you have developed with each other, that means a lot to you as well. So I want to thank you for being a member. I want to thank you for taking the responsibility to be here on Monday nights, to learn your music, to do what Eldon and Brenton want us to do, and to become the chorus that Brenton knows that we can be. He was talking Saturday about when he looks for music, he knows the range of, and I'm not picky, but he knows the range of the tenors, how high you can go. He knows the ranges of the basses, how low we can go. So he's looking at music that fits our ability. Granted, there's going to be times when we have songs that we don't like. There's songs that we're going to struggle with. There's songs that have a lot of words that we have to work at and learn. And I know in myself, I don't learn the songs as fast as I did 20 years ago. I can't stand on the risers, and in 2 or 3, 4 weeks, I've got that song down, and I have to work on it at home. I got to work on it at home. It's just, that's the way it is. But those are some of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight, letting you know that, first of all, the board appreciates each and every one who shows up, and we love singing with you guys. The other thing I want to mention is donations. We have many of us years ago were here when they did a big push with Harmony Foundation. We had several other people come in and talk to us. We signed up to be a donor, and that was great, and it still is. Some of you still are. After the fiasco between Harmony Foundation and Barbershop Harmony Society, some of us decided to pull our money out of Harmony Foundation. I am one of those, and I admit it. But I've taken that same money that I was given to Harmony Foundation. It's now going directly to the chapter. I do that through the donation on our website for a monthly donation. Every month, it comes out of my checking account. I don't see it. I never saw it before either. But, you know, and that donation is coming. So we can use all of that donation, especially this last year. You know, we've had no sing-outs. We have not been able to make any money. This Christmas show is going to be our first revenue-generating event. And saying that, we need to make sure we're all out there selling tickets and getting our friends and family and everybody else, even some of your enemies, in seats at that church. more we can get in there, the better we're going to be to finishing out the year, and then the better we'll be able to do some more programming. And then come next spring, when we do our annual show, we do that again. We work on that and do that again. One of the things that can help perpetuate us by a chorus is if each of you would get on Facebook and or Twitter. Now, I know a lot of people are having problems with technology, but if you got a smartphone or a cell phone, you can get on Facebook. Doesn't cost anything. Twitter doesn't cost anything. You go ahead, and we've talked about how doing this. Brenton's talking about having everybody do this. You go in and you like our Kearney delegation webpage on Facebook. And every time an announcement comes out, you hit like. And I'm trying not to get too technical. But the algorithms in Facebook and Twitter, the more likes they get, the higher you raise in their, oh, say, popularity, for lack of another word. So we'd like to have as many people as they can get on Facebook, get on Twitter. You don't have to look at all the other stuff if you don't want to. Just look for Harney Delegation Chorus and like that. And then when we post stuff out, all of a sudden you're going to see that, and then you like it. Right now, how many, is anybody on Facebook? Okay. Have you seen our member profiles coming out?
Yeah.
Okay. Every time someone shares that and likes that, that puts Harmony Delegation higher. So if you see that I shared it, even though it's been shared by Bob, like it again. Just keep liking it. That's really what I want. Yeah, keep liking it. and help that algorithm get higher and higher. The other thing is, Brenton's talking to the new members. What we want to do as seasoned members is mentor them. When they come in, we want to make sure that we say hi to them. If they're having trouble, we want to make sure, for questions, we want to be able to answer the question without interrupting the chorus. Tonight, as I was sitting up here, there was a lot of discussion. I won't say a lot. There was discussion when Brenton was trying to explain something, and there was talking going on, and maybe the two people who were talking understood what was going on, what they were asking questions. But the people around them were being distracted. Let's try to keep that to a bare minimum, if at all. Or if it's a question, get your hand up and have Brenton deal with it. Okay? Kind of like what I had earlier when I heard a bass go low. I said something to Brenton. And then we fixed that. It worked out. It worked out great. The other thing I'd like to mention is that in your section, you know that there are people who are not here. Take the responsibility on yourself to give that person a call. Hey, we missed you. Is everything okay? You know, you might find out that they're actually having some issues, and we need to know about that. And we can support them through our thoughts and prayers or whatever. But we don't know that if we don't ask them. Just as an example, Argil, who used to sing bass, he and I became very good friends when he came down from Sioux City. The other day I was talking to him, and I think if some of you who are here knows he brought his uniform back. Well, I called him and I said, Argil, what's going on? He says, I can't see the notes anymore. My eyesight is getting that bad that I can't see the notes. I asked him to do the books the year before, and he said, I can't see the numbers. It didn't dawn on me that he was having some kind of issue. Well, he can't sing with us. He's not singing with us because of that. Now, I know that there are those members, and we had a member years ago who was blind and who could learn music. So, I mean, but for Argel, that was just for him. He couldn't do that. I remember another Bill, I lost his last name. He was a appliance salesman.
Oh, yeah. Bill Bullington.
Bull. He said, I won't sing if I can't stand. And that's what kept him out of the chorus, because he didn't want to sit. That wasn't in his thinking to do it. So we need to find out from those people in our section why they're not here, you know. And, but that's, you know, some of the things that we want to work on this next year, getting our guys back in here. It's going to be difficult because they've been gone so long. It's very easy once you've been gone to find something to replace Monday night with something else. And we know that. It's easy to do. I'm not going to say it's Monday night football, but it could be.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that becomes more important than coming to chapter meeting. Okay? And then the last thing, and I'll let you go. I don't want to take too much of your time. Sell tickets, learning music. Tori records all that, especially on this this flat candy lane thing. And you got any candy lane, you can't say it right.
Yeah.
A lot of words. Listen to those recordings. Write the words down. Anything you can do to get those words in your head. We only got 3 weeks left to show, guys. And I know we can do it, because we always do. But let's do that. Have fun. You know, the old saying is, I come for the music, but I stay for the fellowship. Let's do that. Let's make that our mantra. Okay? I want to thank you very much. Enjoy your week. See you next week.
How did your move go?
Oh, my move?
Yeah.
Epic. We didn't get moved. For those who don't know, I'm living right over here at Luther Park now in Rose Glen, and it's a senior apartments building. It's all senior apartments. We moved Thursday. We're still unpacking, and we found out that we're packing. We have more boxes to pack than room to put stuff. So although we pared down before, we're now. Vicki told me today, she says, I got to take more stuff out, get rid of more stuff out of the kitchen. I don't have room for it today. So that's what we're doing now. I went down this morning for breakfast with the people. There was a lady. I scooted down, and the lady came over. She says, I didn't want to talk to you. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what did I do? You know, I haven't been here that long. She says, I went to school with your mother. Oh, my God. So we started connecting about that. I was sitting at the table where we were eating breakfast, and this other lady was talking about their church, and their pastor was at Hubbard and Williams and something else. He had pastored 3 churches, and he was a machine salesman or something. And I said, did you say Hubbard? Oh, yeah, I have a farm in Hubbard. My wife's family is from Hubbard, and she knows all my wife's family. I mean, it's just a small world. And, of course, the other thing they wanted to know is if I was East Sider or not. And I said, well, I grew up on the South Side. My mother went to East. We lived on the East Side for a while. I moved over to the Beaver area. Now I'm back on the East Side, so, yeah, I'm East Sider. But, anyway, thanks, guys. I appreciate you taking the time and listening. If there's anything you want the board to do, let one of the board members know. And if something's bothering you, let us know. Yes?
And think of as many people younger than you to bring members in. We need more members.
Yeah, that is true. We need more members.
Check the hair color.
Elliot has been bringing some people in.
Yeah.
He was Ben over here in Baritone Land. He was bugging him after Mass for about 3 or 4 Sundays before he finally showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, he said, you want to come boom, he did it. But Matthew's at going to Iowa State, living on things, and he, I think he's doing his master's, I'm not sure. So he's not here all the time, though, because of school. You know, I didn't know that about Matthew until I kind of heard that from Elliot Saturday. So just keep everybody in your thoughts. If you see somebody missing, give them a shout out. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
Thanks, Larry.
Sure.
Yeah.